Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to 2013, if you have not been welcomed to it before. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as I mentioned before, we're going to start something tremendously special. What we're going to do is we are going to start making you guys the show. And since August of 2010, which is when I first started talking about, you know, finding balance in life and moving forward and being able to embrace those things that allow us to find balance in a very unbalanced world, I've talked about a lot of different things and talked about a lot of different subjects that have touched many of you. And I have been so honored that so many of you have called in and emailed with me talking about the different things going on and giving me an opportunity to bear witness and provide, you know, a little bit of humble advice. So I've decided that for 2013, we are going to make this show about each and every one of you. I would like to shift this into a place of being a call-in show where you have a chance to contact me and we can talk about some of those things that are really hitting close to home, whether it's a topic, so I'll be introducing a topic each day. If there's something going on that may not be directly a part of that topic, then call in anyway and we can see where it goes. And also, for those who sign on into the chat room, you can type in a question or an issue, and we can address it. And producer Kina is in the chat room now. And we can be able to allow everybody to become a part of the communal healing. That is what 2013 to me is all about. It is about the fact that we're not in this alone. And it's time for us to allow our communities, our people, to step forward and say, you know what, I understand what you're going through, and I can stand with you in that. To allow your experiences to help somebody else. To allow your insights to enlighten somebody else. I have always said that this is, you know, it's never about one person. Yeah, it's not about me having access to anything that anybody else doesn't have access to. Each and every one of you has an insight, has a life experience that part of the reason that you had it, part of the reason that you went through those hard times that you went through was because you would be able to move it forward and allow not only for that to allow you to grow, but to allow that experience to allow someone else to grow too. So the guest call-in number for those of you in the LA area is 424-258-9337. And the toll-free number for everybody else, including the beautiful Bay Area right here, is toll-free 877-697-9725. Now, for those of you who are listening to this as a part of an archive show and cannot be here live with us, send us an email, send a message, whatever, and if there's a topic that's important to you, what we will do is do our best to address it at the very next show. So that's what we'll bring up. So, while we're waiting for folks to log in with questions, comments, or concerns, or to call in, we are going to open up with the topic that is on most people's minds at the beginning of the year, what to do with the New Year's resolutions we make. Oh, I just got a note from Kina that says, give them the email address. So the email address is healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. That's healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. And let's hope that that made kind of happy. She's a part of, you know, keeping me in line. And I do appreciate her for it because she works very hard. And I know that we all have those people in our lives who kind of help keep those things moving for us, help to support us in the things we do. And when we make New Year's resolutions, do we really focus them on ourselves or do we focus them on our relationships with other people? So it's important to remember when we talk about what is it that a resolution is. Well, it's something that we want to set into motion, something that either is going to be initiated or something that it's already in motion, but we want to shift the way the river's flowing a little bit. Now, when you look at those things in your life that you want to change, it doesn't always have to be about something you have to give up. It doesn't have to be about something that you want to remove from your field, whether it's excess weight or habits that you want to change, or, you know, I don't want to smoke anymore, or I, you know, want to have healthy practices, or I want to go to the gym. It doesn't have to be about denying something to yourself or doing something that's like really earth-shattering hard that you just don't want to do in your heart, but you want to be able to make that change. Focusing on changes and resolutions that will help move you forward, but also to help you have some fun and to help you cherish yourself. And through that, maybe help you cherish others. Maybe a resolution can be, well, I'm going to tell at least one person each day when they've done something I appreciate that I appreciate them. I'm going to make thank you a constant in my life. And it doesn't matter. You know, it could be for something as small as, wow, thank you for holding the elevator door for me. Or thank you for letting me stay in your home when I had no place else to go. It doesn't matter. Just making sure that gratitude is a part of your life. And it can be a joyful part because the more you say thank you, that's usually when you start realizing how much you have to be grateful for. And the old saying, be the change you want to see in the world. Well, you can be the change you want to see in your life. If you want a happier home environment, create that energy within yourself and allow that to be the ripple that spreads. The best thing we can be is something that creates wonderful ripples. And it may not necessarily be, you know, just doing things that make people happy. Sometimes by being that person who is honest and maybe even hurting someone's feelings, but if it's coming from a place of they need to know this because I care enough about them to be willing to let them be angry. But what I have to say, I want them to hear because I believe it'll be a good thing for them. When you can be that change, when you become a part of the process, you gain really almost more than anybody else gains. When we learn to see the world and ourselves in a more compassionate way, there is nothing but win-win written all over that. When we can resolve within ourselves, you know what? Something as simple as, you know, I'm going to get up and walk my dogs in the morning. I made that resolution several years ago. I wasn't walking my dogs enough, and it's like, you know what? They need this. And that was how I came from it initially. Well, they need this. I don't need this, but they need this. And then I realized, you know what? I did need it too. I wanted something for them, but it turned out to be one of the best things I could do for myself. Because it's a peaceful time for me to be able to get up, and it's right before the sun comes up. So every morning I get to see the sunrise. And I get to say, wow, thank you for another sunrise. Because I know a lot of people don't have that. Thank you for the fact that I left a house and got out of a warm bed, because I know a lot of people don't have that. And when I go back, I can take my pick of food in my refrigerator. And I'm so grateful for that, because I know there's a lot of people who don't have that. And whatever I receive, I always put out the thought that everybody who needs that benefits with me on an energetic level. So, when you look at what is it that you want to change, think about, really, what do you need to change? And is it really an important thing for you to change? Is it worth creating stress? Because sometimes we go into that place of, well, you make a resolution and it's broken by February, and people feel bad about themselves until about March or April. Oh, well, if you're going to stick to it, stick to it. If you're not, don't. But don't create a reason to be angry at yourself. Don't create hard feelings about yourself, because that's the first person you need to consider. People say it's selfish. You know what? There's light and shadow in everything. And being concerned with what affects you, being concerned with how you're feeling, yes, that has a light and shadow side too. The shadow side is, you know, that when we become self-absorbed and we don't care about anybody else. When everything is me, 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 well, I've talked about me for a while, so why don't you talk about me? That's the shadow side. The light side of it is we cherish ourselves. It's not about what we do or the choices we make, because that's all they are, is choices. When we manifest hard feelings and judgment about who we are, when we can't separate what we do from who we are, because what we do is based on a lot of different things, including what tool we decide to pull out of the toolkit. And maybe anger is the tool you pull out. But are you anger? No. It is a reaction. It is a choice in that moment. But it's not who you are. Maybe, you know, some people go on the defensive, you know, that strong defense is a good offense, where we feel that we kind of have to strike out first in order to avoid being hurt. That's a choice. And if you want to incorporate that, you are free to do so. And we can choose something else. Now, it is sometimes queried, well, can we be love? Well, I suppose you can. And does that mean that that's all you are? No. Because, like everything else, even love has its light side and its shadow side. Can you be love? Probably. Can you be both sides of love? The light and the shadow. And can you be in balance with it? That's the trickier question. That's something that, you know, when we have to choose to what we choose to put out into the world, what we choose to demonstrate. And remember, light and shadow, even themselves, have light and shadow. It is important to realize that, you know, just because something is a shadow aspect does not make it bad. And maybe it's necessary in that moment, which is an important thing to consider. If you want to choose to demonstrate or show love, and you choose what type of love you wish to show. Love is, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different aspects to love. There's, you know, parent-child love. There's, you know, curl your toes up in your shoes when they touch you love. There is the love between good friends. There is the love between comrades in arms. There's that, you know what, I will walk across, you know, broken glass and flames for you. You know, you need me to stand with you, I'm right there. That's a very cool kind of love. And there's also love that means you belong to me and, you know, I don't want to even think about the world without you, so you have to stay. You owe me something, love. I love you, so you owe me. And I need to, you know, have that reinforced. I need you to love me because I cannot love myself. All of those are aspects of love, light and shadow. So in our using love as an example, can you embody love? Yes. Should you attempt to be love? Well, do you want to be loved to the exclusion of everything else? And can you be in balance if you're working to embody just one thing? I know of many practitioners and healers who are phenomenal, and their way of working is to just be in that place of love and light and compassion all the time. And it is a way of being. And if you can do it, you know, I'm impressed. I know that I can't be that all the time because it is very exhausting, because it does not create balance, because we are in these bodies at this time in a way that is intended for us to be learning. We are constantly in a state of learning. And we're learning about being in balance. So if we want to totally focus and to figure, well, maybe the next time around I'll study, you know, anger or forgiveness or regret or, you know, whatever, silliness. If we want to make this lifetime totally dedicated about one thing, for those who believe in reincarnation, yeah, you can say, all right, this lifetime's going to be dedicated to this, and my next time around, I'll focus on something else. And by having balance, we can be able to find harmony. And isn't that deep harmony with ourselves and all things one of the ultimate expressions of love? When we can find full acceptance, is that not a wonderful expression of love? And yes, forgiveness is an aspect of love. It does not mean that what happened was okay. It just means that it does not become a story that takes on a life of its own. It becomes an action, an activity, or a choice that maybe you wouldn't make again, given the same circumstances. And maybe you're sorry because it created disharmony and imbalance in someone else. So understanding that, wow, I messed up and I'm sorry. And you just move on. It is so crucial to be able to find balance with all those pieces, because that's when real, real love can come in. When we accept ourselves and others, warts and all. And sometimes, yes, being tremendously angry, because anger has its light side and its shadow side too. And sometimes it's just energy that needs to move. It's not even real anger. Sometimes it's fear. And we can be totally upset. I was speaking to somebody, And they were talking about, well, no, in that moment, I wasn't scared. I was angry. And it had to do with driving. And somebody cut them off. And they were very, oh, I was so mad. I was, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, you were really angry. I said, but that must have been scary. Well, yeah, you know, because I lost control and da-da-da-da. And it's like, wow. And, you know, that was really terrifying, in fact. Well, yeah, you know, I thought I was going off the road and, you know, I had my whole life flashed before my eyes. It's like, so you were scared. Then he thought about it and he said, well, yeah, I guess I was. The first thing that I felt was scared. And then I was mad that I felt scared. Which falls that way very often. But when you go into that place of just accepting, you know what? I wasn't angry. I was scared. So what was scaring me? And that's when you can take a look and come from that place of compassion. Because, you know, when you see a child who is angry or upset, you know, it's like, well, they're just misbehaving and, you know, they could use a good swat across the bottom or whatever. But when you see a child that's scared, our place of compassion comes out so strong and we want to help that child not be scared. Because then you can understand, it's like, well, they're not, you know, they're not angry. They're just scared, that's all. And when somebody's scared, it's so much easier to come from that place of, it's okay, it's all right, I know you're scared, but it's going to be okay. And how many times do we really hear that? And do we hear it enough? You know, the world can be a very scary place. And as adults and grown-ups, when we're all little, we all wanted to be grown up. And then we get grown up, and suddenly being scared is not something that earns us, oh, that's okay, it's all right. Being scared becomes your weak. It means you're not doing what you need to do. It means that, you know, well, you're not strong enough. And sometimes it opens us up to ridicule. Loser, scared, chicken, and that makes it not okay. Well, I'm a grown-up. I'm supposed to be able to handle this. But how many times can you just look at somebody and say, you know what? I know you're scared, and it's okay. And if you're scared too, say, you know what? I'm scared too. But at least we're scared together. And I'm not leaving, and I'm going to be right here with you until we're not scared anymore. I mean, there are times in my adult life that I have been so scared that I just didn't know what to do. And it meant more to me than anything I could ever say to have someone just hold that space with me. Like, you know what? Even if I can't be right in there with you, I'm going to be on the other end of that tunnel. And when you come out of that tunnel, I'm going to be right there. Because sometimes there are times when we do have to just be in that moment. And we've got to just be with it and face those demons on our own, even though they're the ones we ourselves created. So, yeah, sometimes you go into that dark tunnel. And knowing that there are people on the other side who are there and who are going to be there. And it's like, you know what? I am going to wait with you until you're done. You know, it's sort of like, you know, when you go to the marathon and you see those people who are waiting for that person who's going to come in last, and it may be dark and there may be all the press have gone and everybody else has gone, but they're still out there trying to do their best. And when they finally come in and they cross that line and they see that person who's standing there saying, hey, I was here the whole time. I never stopped believing in you, and I knew you were going to come in. You know, that means the world to someone. That means that they're not alone, that when they crossed that finish line, they weren't by themselves. And there was someone there to share that. My friends, that means more than anyone can believe. Because I know how I felt when I received that. When someone was there through that dark, dark night, when I didn't think that I could bear it anymore. When the fear comes in and presses in and you don't know what to do and all you want to do is run. And then you hear that voice ringing out, it's okay, you can do this. I'm right here. When this night's done, I will be here waiting for you. That's a heck of a resolution, my friends, to both give and receive that. Is a gift beyond price. Being there for someone. Even though, you know what? Because I know there are times when I cannot be in that, can't be touched when I'm right in the middle of it. But I appreciate the people who are there for me, who are waiting patiently for me to reach that point where I can be hugged. Because maybe in that moment I can't. But I sure as heck appreciate it that they wait for me so that when it's over and I need that hug and I need to collapse in those arms and to be surrounded by my friends and loved ones, yeah, that is a very cool thing. So when you think of your resolutions, think of the ripples that you leave. Think of what you would most love to have somebody do for you and do it for somebody else, even if it's just to say thank you. So, we did not have anyone calling in, and we didn't have anybody log in with questions. But like I said, for those of you who are listening in our archives, shoot us out an email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And next week, we will address those issues. And for those of you who are interested in calling in, you'll be free to do that. I know this is sort of a shift. So it may take a little time for folks to get used to it. And also considering a lot of people may still be on vacation, being the third, which when I was writing it out, it's like 1-3-13. It's like, wow, 13-13. So I wish you all blessings and balance and wonderful resolutions, because at least one of them should be to do something tremendously silly that you appreciate for yourself each and every day. So, if you want to find out more about me and the stuff I do or to contact me, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can see the services I do. You can send me an email through that. If you would like to find out about getting me to come wherever you are as a speaker, then send me an email and let me know. I would really love to do that. So, as always, you know, I hope everyone has a wonderful week until we meet again and get together again. I hope you treat yourselves with the compassion that you want to show to the world, because that's where the world starts. Is with each and every one of us. Remember, put your mask on first, then you put. That's in every airport or airplane instruction. And make sure you're doing it with joy and love and compassion for yourself, because when you start with that, you're able to show that love and compassion towards everyone else. And by putting it out there, that's exactly what you get back. In droves. So, be kind to one another, be gentle with one another, and have some fun. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you an amazing Thursday, an amazing week, and we will be back here next week, next Thursday, at the same time, 2 p.m., and we'll open up the lines again to whoever would like to call in. Everyone, blessings. Take care. and we'll see you next time.